Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Walter McGregor is a cathothoracic surgeon and director of the Allegheny Health Network Cardiac Surgery at AHN's Cardiovascular Institute. Doctor, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Hey, no worries. Despite all the technology, when they talk about cell phones, still seem to wreak havoc every now and then. So apologies, that may have been on my morning again.
Understood. No problem. So we wanted to go over this aspirin story. They're saying age is 60 plus. We got to be careful, because it was kind of general knowledge with us lay people that you could take an aspirin a day. Now, you should always talk to your physician, and that would prevent, in some cases, heart attack or stroke, but the thinking has changed, or what do you know about this now?
Sure. I think it's a more recent announcement from some panel work, but probably an area of focus that's been evolving for years even, dating way back to kind of Framingham's study. Aspirin was felt to be a positive thing. And as people have looked closely within the profession, looking at kind of risk versus benefit, there seems to be a little bit of a shift in that perhaps the risks of taking an aspirin when you're in kind of this middle age group, which I personally am in, the risks of taking a daily aspirin might actually outweigh the benefits if you really don't have much in the way of cardiovascular risk. At the same time, If you have a known history of cardiovascular disease, that's very different. So it's really a matter of looking at risk versus benefit, with the idea that if your risk is low of cardiovascular disease, the benefits of a daily aspirin really might not be there. And in fact, because of some side effects related to GI illness or even kidney illness, the risks might outweigh the benefits of daily aspirin. So that's very important, as you'd mentioned, to kind of consult with your family physician on these decisions. But if you have no risk factors and no history of cardiovascular disease, more specifically, probably should seriously consult your family physician before starting a daily aspirin therapy.
And what about, speaking of cardiovascular disease, heart valve disease? A lot of people have that. I know several people who have had replacements and various forms of operations to help a leaky valve. What are some of the signs and symptoms of heart valve disease?
Switching topics, but certainly very, very important. And especially in the current era, heart valve disease is often detected by your exam, by an examination from your primary physician or a referring cardiologist, just by listening with a stethoscope. And over the last few years, people have had kind of less and less interaction with healthcare, understandably trying to kind of stay away from hospitals unless absolutely sick. But we do worry a little bit that people with heart valve disease could have worsening problems that remain kind of undetected by the normal screening processes of a physical exam, listening with a stethoscope, and even checking with an ultrasound or an echocardiogram. Sometimes people can have breathlessness, breathing troubles. Probably good to get into to your physician if you're starting to experience some of those symptoms over the last few years here.
I would imagine that a lot of people, guys in general, as a stereotype, men tend to put things off So it's a good note that you make. If you're having any of these issues, definitely consult your physician, right?
You know, it's a great recommendation that you're advancing. But I would say, I would remind the public that of the two male versus female, women are the more stoic, actually. They're in medicine, clearly shown to be the ones that that complain the least and hold on to their physical ailments until the disease processes are more advanced. So
really,
they're probably the stronger of the two, at least in medicine, they're viewed that way. So
well, I'm not going to argue with that. I just would be surprised. I thought guys have a tendency not to see the doctor. You know, I'm good. Well, don't worry about it.
human nature.
Well, I guess.
Along the story of heart valve disease, we're pretty proud of some of the accomplishments that we've been able to achieve at Allegheny Health Network as well, along all of the cardiovascular front. I know that you folks were kind of interested in hearing a little bit about those and a number of accolades, and we're trying. trying to keep the public healthy as we all emerge from a global pandemic, and certainly a trusted place for cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, and congrats for the national recognition from the American Heart Association and the Mitriel Foundation. Doc, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for keeping us safe.
You take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.